USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump saying the planned U.S.-North Korea summit Tuesday is about attitude, not preparation. So what can the world expect to come out of the get-together? Jim Carafano, a foreign policy expert at the Heritage Foundation.
We know that North Korea has played this kind of rope-a-dope cycle in the past. I mean, anybody who thinks that somehow magically we should believe that this might be different just on faith, I mean, I think the North Koreans have to come and prove that.
Former CIA analyst Sue Miteri, who specialized in Korean issues, says both sides will issue a joint statement after the meeting, saying it was a successful and historic meeting, no matter what happens. After multiple incidents involving questionable use of force in his department in recent weeks, caught on tape, Mesa, Arizona Police Chief Ramon Batista says such incidents are unacceptable and need to stop.
Over the last few days, we've seen several videos showing situations involving our officers. They are disturbing, and they will not be tolerated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.